Good morning, I'm John Burge. There are a lot of wonderful holiday traditions that come around every year, but one of my favorites is the return of the NPR carolers and Twin Cities composer Abby Patinas, who writes a brand new Christmas carol every year. And in just a few minutes, we're going to get the world premiere of this one. Welcome back.
Thank you so
much,
John.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Just for those who don't know the backstory on this, it's a story that goes way back to 1922. How is it that you and your relatives before you started writing new carols every year?
Well, you're right. It started in 1922 with my great-grandfather, Bates Burt. He wrote 20 carols. His son Alfred wrote 15. And then I came along in 2001 and thought I'd try my hand at the great family tradition. So this is my sixth.
And it really is a great tradition, particularly with your great uncle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Alfred Burt, who wrote Caroling, Caroling, and Star Carol, and
Children See Him.
Yeah, and some of the most familiar ones that
you
can hear anywhere. Tell me a little bit about your new one, because you used the words from the same lyricist that your great uncle used.
Alfred Burt worked with the church organist to write these carols. They wrote 10 carols together. Her name was Willa Hudson. She had an amazing life. She was born in 1901 and died in 2002, just a few days short of her 101st birthday. And she was the church organist at Pontiac, at All Saints Episcopal Church, where my great-grandfather was the minister. And because she was commuting from Detroit to Pontiac, she was often staying overnight at the rectory when the weather was bad. And many Christmases she stayed overnight, where in the morning the tradition was to write poems and open them up along with the Christmas present. That's still what our family does. We spend sleepless nights writing poems to go with every Christmas present we give.
I want to be in your family. You have all the great traditions.
There's a lot of poetry going on. So Willa and Uncle Al were great collaborators.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the poem that you picked for this year's Abby Patinas carol.
Well, Alfred Burt died in 1954, leaving this tradition, you know, with no successor. Willa took it upon herself to keep writing poetry, and I was lucky enough to find this poem of hers called Shem Speaks that she sent out as her greeting card in 1993.
And talk about Shem Speaks, because this is a little unusual, because the narrator in the poem is actually a lamb.
That's true. It's a tenor solo. Justin Karch does a beautiful job depicting this lamb.
When you write these carols, do you sort of feel like the musical weight of your great uncle and your great grandfather as far as the style that you choose when you set these words?
Absolutely. There's some pressure to fit into the family tradition a little bit, but at the same time, they've been such an influence on my writing style that it's coming more and more naturally, actually, as the years go on.
Okay, well, here we go. This is the NPR Carolers back, and this is Shem Speaks, the world premiere performance of music by Abby Patinas.
Now here am I, an orphan lamb. My shepherd calls me Shem. I rode across his shoulders when we sped to Bethlehem. It was the middle of the night, yet all was bright as day.
The biggest star I ever saw was showing us the way.
Our shepherd friends ran with us, looking often at the sky, and talking of an angel and the singing up on high.
Behind the inn we found a shed where all the beasts are kept,
and in a hayfield feeding box a little baby slept.
I saw a woman and a man, and cows and sheep around. I stood until my shepherd set me gently on the ground.
I moved a little closer, the manger seemed to shine.
When all at once two baby eyes looked softly into mine.
No.
smiled a bit, I couldn't move, but why I did not know, I only knew.